bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, and we're excited to have you with us. At Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL. Stands for No Friends Left. We want you to be able to have a successful home-based business. So we're going to be talking about everything from Bible to business. We also want to pray for your business as well. We want you to call in. We want you to go on our Facebook page, which is ASA Network, and also asanetwork.biz. We want you to type out your prayer for your business. We want to be able to do that for you on this show. The more you do that, the more successful your business is going to be, we believe, and we're going to give you some tools and strategies to help you with that as well. So what I want to do now is I want to bring Deborah on. She's going to do a corporate prayer, and then we're going to get into some more training for you. So Deborah, go ahead and take it away.
All right, thank you, Casper, and good hello to everyone. Father God, we just come into your holy presence. Father, we thank you for the great and mighty work that you do in our lives. We thank you, Father God, that you formed us, that you breathed the breath of life into us, Father God, that you are the one who just created us, and you put a purpose in our life. And Father God, we are here to fulfill that purpose, Father God, that your glory will prevail through us, Father God, that we will go where you have sent us to go, Father God, and we will accomplish what you have sent us to accomplish, Father God, and we will not leave this place and take our last breath until we accomplish, Father God, what you have called us to accomplish. And Father God, we just call, Father God, for those great crowd of witnesses to just encamp about us, for the angels to encamp about us, and to bring forward those things, Father God, that you have called forth, that they will actually happen and come to fruition. Father God, we want to take a moment to lift up Christ the King World Radio for allowing for our time here today and just being a light into this dark world. We lift up the World Media Ministries, Father God, and we're just believing, Father God, that you are sending them the resources of people and finances that they need, Father God, to just go out and help everyone that is speaking the message of Christ to have a platform to do it on, Father God, and you will give them the results that you have called them to, Father God. And we lift up ASA All-Star Success Alliance, Father God, for Bible to Business and enhancing your businesses God's way, your way, Father God, because if it's not your way, Father God, it is not worth the time and energy we put into it. And we thank you for that, Father God, and we lift up this country to you, Father God. This is a country that you created, you formed, Father God. The battles that were fought on behalf of this country, Father God, we thank you for that, and we know, Father God, that you're going to bring this country back on its knees, Father God, and submitting to you, Father God, that we can be a blessing to all those around the world. And we lift up our businesses that you've called us to, Father God. And Father God, that we would do the businesses your way, Father God. And you would just pour your spirit out on these businesses, Father God, to be transformed and going out and being a platform to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for, we lift up our president to you right now, Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden. And Father God, we thank you that every decision they make, the words that they speak, every law that they sign into place, Father God, will be a godly law. And if it is contrary to your will, Father God, it will not go into effect. That you would stand in the way of it, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you will be, that your wisdom will flow through them, Father God. And we just ask for your glory to encamp about it. We rebuke the hand of the enemy that would try and pull us off track from what you have called us to in this country. And we put our hearts back to you, Father God, and we thank you for that, and we lift up our armed forces and our justice system that are battling on your behalf, Father God. We lift up our Supreme Court justices, and we pray that every law that they put in effect will be a law that will honor you, Father God. And if it does not honor you, it will wither away and die in the name of Jesus. We will no longer keep putting laws on the books that are contrary to the will of God. We will not do that anymore in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our states, Father God, that are working to focus on you more and more every day. And we lift up specifically Hawaii and Governor Neil Abercrombie, Father God. And we lift up Idaho and Governor Butch Honor, Father God. And we pray that they would be godly men before you. They would be godly leaders, Father God. And that they would be putting laws in their states, Father God, that honor you as well. And Father God, if there's things on the books that doesn't honor you, we ask you to take them off in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just, this morning my heart got quickened over this Ebola virus. I just had enough of it in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven, you would forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. And Father God, we know that we have been walking contrary to your will. But Father God, today we turn our hearts back to you, Father God, and we stand against this Ebola virus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said that by your stripes we were healed thousands of years ago. And Father God, I pray for everyone who has been exposed to this Ebola virus. We pray for healing and transformation of their body and restoration in the name of Jesus, and that bacteria and that disease, that virus, whatever it is, will wither away and die in the name of Jesus. And it will not spread anymore in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it will no longer, it will be completely eradicated in this country and every country around the world. I speak devastation to the spirit of Ebola, and it will no longer be transformed in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Glory, hallelujah. We claim healing over those that that have already been exposed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Powerful prayer, sister, powerful prayer. You know, folks, when it comes to your business, you need to be praying around your business. We call it a circle maker prayer. In fact, we go through the book, The Circle Maker, and we're on chapter 6 now in this book. It's called The Circle Maker, and it's by Mark Batterson. This is a great book. I'm going through, I'm almost through it. I'm about two-thirds, or it's a little bit more than two-thirds through this book. It has been a great book to help me pray correctly. I had not been praying correctly, I'm going to tell you right now, because the prayers I was praying were more of a Casper prayer. Mm-hmm. They're prayers that, I was praying for things that I could do myself. Mm-hmm. If you're going to pray, you need to be praying God prayers. You know, what is God, if you're praying for a new car, well, you know, you can get a new car. Okay, that's not something God needs to help you do. So you need to pray God prayers outside of your resources. And chapter 6, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, chapter 6 is a great chapter. I love the title of it. You can't never always sometimes tell.
Right. Yeah, it's a tongue twister, but you know, basically it's saying that, you know, you don't know what's coming. You have to pray for God's hand to move, but you don't know what that's going to be, so you can never always sometimes tell what's going to happen.
That's exactly right, but we need to be doing the things so that God can do whatever he wants when he's ready to do it. And so, you know, we've talked this a little bit about making sure our visions is beyond our resources, like
right.
You were saying.
Right.
Way beyond our resources, because otherwise it's not something God needs to do. And so we want to make sure that God, we want God to do his job, and his job is miracles. Right. And our job is to dream big and have bold prayers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the gift, we have to have a vision beyond our resources, like you mentioned. And you need to learn that sometimes we get over anxious. You know, we're trying to, we have this vision, but it's a vision for it to happen like right now. Mm-hmm. So we're praying for it to happen like today. okay, God, I need a new car today. I need this new, I need these resources today. And what's funny, Cheryl and I were just talking about this morning, is that we have been blessed for years. Our entire marriage has been a blessing. Now, as we go through it, sometimes we don't feel like we're being blessed, but we look back on it and say, oh my God, it was, it was the hand of God all the way through it.
Amen.
Because, sometimes we didn't know how we were going to make it through.
Right, absolutely. And also says in here that God always recycles our mistakes. So even when we make mistakes on something, we should not let that stop us.
Right.
That's the enemy trying to stop us.
Right.
We need to just let God get in all that and recycle it and get back on track. Mm-hmm. Get back up,
Right. Yeah, because sometimes you are going to stumble, you are going to fall. We do make mistakes. A lot of times it's not intentional, but it does happen. But it shouldn't distract us or take us off course.
Right, absolutely. And we need to trust God's timing and let Him do it, when He is ready to do it. One of the things that said, and this kind of messed with me a little bit, not that I have a problem with it, but is if we want God to surprise us, we need to give up control.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a big one.
It's funny because in the book he talks about that. He talks about he's been repeatedly praying with a great frequency, Lord, do something unpredictable and uncontrollable.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
It. Yeah.
And he says that, we want God to amaze us, but we don't want to be perplexed by Him.
Yeah.
Mm. And he said it's a package deal. If we aren't willing to be perplexed, we will never be amazed.
There you go.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah, those are some strong words.
I also believe that, God wants us to allow Him to take us through the process, because a lot of these supernatural things, that these God-sized prayers, requires that we go through a process.
Right. That's exactly right. Right, because when we go through that process, then we're getting ready for the big thing to happen.
Right.
But if our spirit hasn't gone through the process, then the big thing happens and we can't handle it because we didn't grow.
Right.
We're not ready. And He has got to get us ready, and that is so important. And He says it. He says, keep planning like it depends on you, but make sure you pray like it depends on God.
Right.
And I think when that prayer is when we're transformed to get ready for these new things to happen. And I think that's important. He says, don't just brainstorm, pray storm.
Amen. Yep.
He talks about if you're not open, excuse me, if you're not open to the unprecedented, you will repeat history. If you're open to the unprecedented, you will change history. The difference is prayer.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So if we want to be history changers, boy, we definitely need to, kick it up another notch, a big notch.
So when we come back, we are going to get into the 6 quick tips for success, and we're going to be covering that out of the G-Code magazine, online magazine. So you're listening to Bible to Business. I'm your host, Casper Stockham. We have Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, the co-host, and my lovely wife is in the studio with us as well, Cheryl. You can reach us on asanetwork.biz. You can also do a Facebook search for ASA Network. We want to hear from you. We want you to do some love taps for customer service that's happening around you, and then you can share that you can share that information, then you can share what's going on about your business. We'll be right back after this.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. christ-the-king-worldradio.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Welcome to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. She's all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. We're excited to have you with us. You know, Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL, stands for No Friends Left. So we are, right now we're going to be talking about an article out of the G-Code magazine. And I wanted to pull this up because this is by Kaya Withersburg.
Kaya Wittenberg.
I don't have a hard time saying this person's name. Anyway, some of these tips are really good, so we're going to go through these, and we also have our special guest in studios as well. I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But what I believe it's Mrs. Wittenberg. Would you say is a female?
It sounds like it's a female.
It's a female. Anyway, what she's saying, the first one is to take visual design seriously. Now, what I think she means by that is that you need to pay attention to how you are presenting yourself out there in the marketplace, whether it's on social media, whether it's on your website, whether it's how you dress, you know, when you go to a networking event. If you are a person that's, let's say you're selling a clothing line and you're not wearing your clothing line, it's like, how are you taking yourself and your business seriously? Right. So So the visual aspect of what you do is extremely important, especially if you have a product or service that is a visual type product or service.
Mm-hmm. I think even so, also, even when we're online, the way we present ourselves online to be a credible person, you know, that's still a visual design that goes on even if you're online. Right. And we need to be aware of that as well.
Right. Right.
I think also your logo would also be part of that design. It needs to be, it needs to represent you well.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The next one is travel often. I know we like to do that. Travel often.
And you know, I think traveling, when I think about that, what it does is it gets you out of the place where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you to see different things.
Right.
You start thinking different things. You start feeling different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're open to newness because you're not in the same place doing the same thing, digging the same rut.
Right, right. Absolutely. Get out and experience more things out there in the marketplace. You know, if you're in a home-based business, the challenge with that is that you may wind up staying at home all the time, and that's not good. Even though you're in a home-based business, you need to get out. You know, we talked about this on a different show, is that if you're in a home-based business, every once in a while, maybe go down to Panera Bread or some location to where you're out and you're seeing people and you're talking to people and meeting people. You know, just getting out there in the marketplace.
Because without people, it's kind of hard to do business.
Yeah, yeah. We are in the people business. Okay.
Right.
I don't care what business you're in the people business.
Right.
Radio, you're in the people business. You know, if you're selling a product or service, you're in the people business.
Absolutely. And if you don't get out there, you won't know what's out there, and you may find that you're in a whole different generation of what's happening because you did not get out there and see what it was.
Right, right. Absolutely. The next tip is to never stop improving. Now, we love this tip here at ASA because that's what we're all about, training and support. We're always working to help people improve their business, improve exposure, improve how they network, how they market out there in the marketplace. So, man, you always got to be improving.
Yep, and we have some great tips and tools around what those daily things need to be to keep you moving forward, to keep you improving. I'm, literally, today, I should be better than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
I should be doing something better today than I did yesterday. And if we take it on incrementally, we will have better success, because if you think about trying to take on the world to change all at once, you're going to get frustrated and quit. But
sure.
If you do a little bit every day, all of a sudden, you'll get to your goal and you go, wow, how did that happen?
Yep. You know, Jeff Olson calls it the slight edge principle, and Darren Hardy has a name for it as well. But it's basically those incremental steps you do over time that lead
compound effect.
The compound effect.
The compound effect. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. The next step is demand better time management.
That word demand just got me. Because you know what? We can talk about better time management, mm-hmm. but if we don't demand it,
yeah.
we don't have it.
We don't have it, yeah. Yeah, you have to demand.
Because time slips away so fast.
Yeah, and we demand it from ourselves. You know, we need to be better time managers when it comes to our business. You know, you need to have a CRM, and you need to start putting those contacts in your CRM and learning how to manage that data so you can be productive.
Because it's so easy to get distracted.
Very easy to get distracted. And in fact, that's what happens most of the time. People get distracted. And then the next tip is to learn to recognize real value. Learn to recognize real value. You know, if you're sometimes it's hard to evaluate opportunities and evaluate products and services and all that stuff. But you have to start to learn how to recognize what's real and what's not. I talk to people on social media all the time. And it's funny because, you know, they hit me with their link. They want me to check their link out. And I want to check them out. I want to know, okay, so what are you about? You know, how did you get to where you're at? You know, how long you been in this deal? And is this deal going to be gone next week? And are you going to be gone next week, right? So you have to be able to recognize real value in what they're saying. Now, just a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a gentleman on Facebook, and he was telling me about his product and services. And the more he started to talk and the more I asked him questions, the more I found out, wow, there's some real value here. So then what I did was I called him, you know, I picked up the phone, but I wasn't going to pick up the phone until I recognized the value. And that's what happens a lot of times. People spam out your link wanting you to pick up the phone and say, right now there's no value there. All I've got is a link and I have no idea who you are or why or if I want to be in business with you.
Right? That's right.
So it's about building that relationship, building that value.
Absolutely.
And then always negotiate a better deal. I like that one. I've listened to Neil Cobain. I think it's Neil Cobain, but he's a master at negotiations. So he told a story to where he was doing a conference with a company at a hotel, and they had a banquet, and they had hors d'oeuvres, and they had wine and all this stuff, and they had champagne. And the manager of the hotel came in and was telling them about the cost of the champagne. And the CEO of the company said, oh, that'll be fine. And then Mr. Cobain said, oh, you'll have to do better than that. And the manager said, well that's, you know, that's our cost, but maybe we can do something. Maybe we can, you know. So he proceeded to tell them what he could do. And then the CEO was excited because he was saving money, right, on this champagne. And the CEO was happy, but Mr. Cobain said, oh, you'll have to do better than that again. So the manager said, well, we just really don't negotiate with this stuff. The best we can do is da-da-da-da. So he wound up getting two discounts on that product or service for that company. And he showed the CEO how this worked. So the CEO was excited, and he was showing his principles. So anyway, so after the break, we're going to come back. I'm going to introduce our guest in studio. Her name is Cindy. I'm going to introduce her properly when we come back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Bible to Business with Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. My lovely wife is in studio as well, and our guest is here. So we're going to get into some fun stuff on the other side of the break. You can reach us at at Bible to Business and ASA Network. .biz. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. We're excited today to have in studio a good friend of mine, Cindy Walters. And Cindy served as a nonprofit professional for over 25 years and serving as a executive director and CEO for three organizations. She continues to help individuals and train, coach, and in a lot of different areas. But she's here to talk to us about her company, which is Shosai. I think I got it right.
You did.
All right. They do healthy chocolate. So we're going to be excited to talk to Cindy about that. But the first thing I want to know from Cindy is, kind of give us a little bit more about your background. I know I read the bio a little bit, but tell us about Cindy.
My background has always been in working with and through people. As you said, I've had over 25 years in the nonprofit sector, mm-hmm. and my ability to be successful depended on my ability to get other people to do things without a paycheck to leverage them. So, you really had to find out what their passion and a motivation was mm-hmm. that had them involved.
Sure.
One of the things that I found while working in that industry was the lack of work-life balance. Mm-hmm. You can't work 24/7 and have a good personal life doing that.
Right.
So I went to two different coaching programs mm-hmm. because I really wanted to help people find their dreams again. Hmm. They're on those back shelves with cobwebs and things like that.
Yes.
And again, the balance piece. Mm-hmm. What I have found is that network marketing is a great way to bring those two skill sets together.
It is.
Because mm-hmm. I really get to work with people mm-hmm. To find out what those dreams are.
Right.
You know, how can we make them happen? That kind of thing.
Discovering their why.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love when they have that aha moment. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh yeah, I'd forgotten I wanted to do that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very exciting for me when I see that spark come in there. And then how can we make that a reality?
Yeah, yeah. You know, for us as well, the why to me is the most important thing. The how and the what, you know, we can figure that out. But the why is the thing. And man, I tell you what, many, many people, I think that's probably why most people fail, is because they don't have a strong enough why. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just not really geared to stay focused and committed enough, you know, for it to be successful.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you, so transition us from that background into how did you start with Shosai?
But with my current company?
Yeah.
Well, 4 years ago today, I need to say happy anniversary. 4 years ago, today's my anniversary.
Oh,
happy
my anniversary.
So, yeah.
So happy anniversary.
Well, thanks. Anyway, when I met my husband, he was diabetic.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
So this was a new experience for me. What does this mean, mm-hmm. this kind of thing? He's mm-hmm. been able to control it with diet and exercise.
Right.
So when I met this lady that said she had healthy chocolate that was diabetic friendly, gluten-free and dairy-free, I'm like, tell me more.
Right.
I wanted more information about that. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, we started on the product. Loved the health benefits of the inflammation in my ankle. The swelling went down in my ankle. The oral health. I used to have deep cleanings. Mm. It was just, you know, little incremental changes. But sure. The increased energy and clarity was something that we said, hey, you know what? We could get behind this as a business because we really believed in the product and what it did.
Yeah.
And so that's what our kids are both grown and gone. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that we'd make chocolate change our baby.
All right. Very good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I know you just came back from a conference. I think when I first talked to you, you were at the conference and you were excited about all the changes going on and everything else like that. So what are some of the new things happening with the
company?
Yeah.
Very exciting. The MXI, who is the creator of Shisai Healthy Chocolate, mm-hmm. On September 17th, actually changed its name to XO Lifestyle Worldwide.
Okay.
All right.
We are in 40 countries.
Nice.
Over 40 countries, actually. But mm-hmm. one of the things that has been exciting about that, so in addition to all of the cacao-based products that we have, mm-hmm. we've got the chocolate, we've got skincare, energy drink, mm-hmm. and weight loss. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, now we have a patented targeted peptide skincare line that's for the family, everything from acne clear up to the golden years with a facelift in a bottle kind of thing.
All right.
So what's exciting, we'll have new products coming out every quarter mm-hmm. with this new rollout.
Okay.
So I am very excited. We've got two iconic women that are just little balls of fire as our leadership. We've got Jeanette Brooks, who mm-hmm. has been in the chocolate business for years. Mm-hmm. She's a diabetic herself. Mm. That's how she got started researching how can we keep chocolate healthy, because most of the time it's cooked.
Right.
And you lose all of
the real nutrient value.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a proprietary cold process, so we're able to keep 100% of the cacao. And we use the bean, not the pod. So you really are getting a very high quality, one piece of our chocolate's equivalent to a half a pound of spinach in terms of antioxidants.
Nice.
Really?
Nice. And she happened to bring some chocolate in studio. And just want to let all the future guests know that when you come to the studio, bring something, especially if it's food.
And if you bring it, you do what Cindy did. You gave it to the wife, who happens to be me. So I have a bag of chocolate.
Well, I need to flirt to get some of that chocolate from you.
Because right now, sir, you don't have anything.
Thanks a lot.
If you were here, Deborah, I'd share with you, but...
Right? I'm just figuring out how we're going to get it to the phone.
That's going to be tough.
I wanted to ask you, where's the headquarters?
Reno, Nevada.
Okay, so is that where your conference was in Nevada? Okay,
yes, we were actually in Reno when I got Casper's call.
Okay, very good.
All right, so what success tips can you give? Because I know you're actually building a team, and how many people are on your team now, roughly? How big is your team?
I would say overall we probably got 100 to 200 just under us directly.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay. Very good.
Growing daily.
Yes. Nice.
Absolutely.
So what kind of success tips are you sharing with your team members, and what kind of success tips can you give our listeners, on how to keep things going?
That. I would say number one is that you've got to believe in yourself mm-hmm. and have faith.
Right.
We have an incredible support system above and also here locally, if we, you know, or on an earthly way, if we will just tap into that. But we have to have the belief in ourselves first,
right?
That it can be done, and to know where we're going. I think you said earlier you were talking about knowing where you're headed. If it makes a difference if I'm going to go to California or if I'm going to go to New York,
mm-hmm.
I need to know where I'm headed and have that end in sight.
Have a plan, you know, what a concept.
But it's important at that same time to make sure that you're present
mm-hmm.
in the journey. I know way too many times in my career, I've been so focused on that goal that target, mm-hmm. that I've missed some really golden opportunities front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we shared some tips just the other day about fast tracks, and the F in FAST stands for fun. The first thing out the gate, you know, if you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong, or you're doing something you may want to reevaluate, because, you know, it's, you know, you need to have fun. You need to enjoy the journey, like you're saying.
That, absolutely. I've reached a point where I either want to have fun or I don't want to do it.
Yeah, because that's the whole premise of being able to live and fulfill your dreams, so that you should have fun.
Yeah.
If you have a dream that leads you to misery, that's not a dream.
That's
not a dream.
That's a nightmare.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I would think the part of the last point is just to be grateful. We are blessed in so many ways, mm-hmm. and I don't think sometimes we take the time to appreciate what we do have.
Yeah.
And kind of along those lines, I'd like to thank you for having me here today.
So you're welcome.
It was quite an honor when I got
especially
your call.
When you bring chocolate.
People who bring chocolate are all welcome.
All welcome. You can line up the 100 of your partners and line them up.
That's right. That's right. Come on in.
They got a bag of chocolate, they can come in.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's see. So what's one thing you wish you had known years and years ago about running a successful business that, you know now, but you wish you had known that way, way back in the day?
I think that's a great question. I wish somebody had told me it was okay to fail.
Okay.
That, so many times we're people pleasers and we've got to get it right.
Right.
And that perfection piece comes out, and to know that, hey, you know what? Some of the most valuable lessons are learned from those failures.
Okay.
When you succeed, a lot of times you don't take time to look back, hey, mm-hmm. what did I do well? What can I tweak? But when you fail, you do a lot of soul searching and how you can get better and make that really happen to be able to do that. So if you take those lessons learned about that kind of thing and being present, like we talked about, on our deathbed, it's not going to be the goals that we met. It's going to be those special moments.
Right.
Yes. And the people that we help impart positive.
Absolutely.
And with a positive influence to.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Typically in the industry, it's a challenge because, when you get excited about a company, you join a company, they see successful people making it happen, but they don't realize that a lot of those people have been leaders from other companies, or they've been in the industry for a while, so they know how to do certain things. So, when they go from zero, to somewhere else, they are, they have built that team or built that database.
And if anyone is interested and would like more information, we actually have the new corporate leadership coming to Denver tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah.
So I want to put that little plug in there. You can go to Facebook, and if you put in XO Tour Denver.
XO Tour Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's one in the south in the morning and one in the north in the afternoon.
Okay.
So we'd love to have you join us and meet our new leadership.
Are they passing out chocolate?
Yes, I will be there with chocolate in hand.
It's tempting.
It's very tempting. If we weren't doing a marriage workshop tomorrow, we could be there. Well, that's awesome. Well, we're going to continue with Cindy on the other side of the break. You're listening to Bible to Business with Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. And my wife, Cheryl, is in the studios as well. We're talking with Cindy Walters. And she has a conference coming up tomorrow at the... Where is it at?
The one at 10 o'clock is at the PGA Superstore on Arapaho. Mm-hmm. And the one at 2 o'clock is up at Mimi's at 144th at the Orchard Town Center.
Awesome. So we'll be right back after these messages with Cindy and the rest of the gang.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.jala.org.
www.adeajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible the Business radio show here on Christ the King World Radio. I am your host, Casper Stockham. We have Deborah Smith on the line. We have my lovely wife in studios. And we have a special guest, Cindy Walters, in the studio with us. And we were quizzing Cindy about her company. Say it again.
Shosai. I'm going to show you, and then you're going to sigh because it tastes so good.
Yes, Shosai.
That actually comes from a chocolato and the acai berry.
There you go. So that's awesome, and we've been talking about her company and her team and all that stuff, exciting stuff happening there. So what I want to do is I want to cover a couple quick traits of elite entrepreneurs. So we all want to be in that category, I would imagine, right?
Yes, we do.
That's absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to get Cindy to chime in on some of these as well. So the first trait is top entrepreneurs read.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Readers are leaders.
Mm-hmm. Readers are leaders, and leaders are readers. So Cindy, do you read a lot?
I do. It's awesome. One of those things that I read at least 30 minutes a day.
Nice. What are you reading right now? What book?
A book that's called The 45-Second Presentation.
Huh. Mm. Okay. Haven't heard of that one, but, you know, again, at any given time, I've got several books on my desk. I was reading From Good to Great. Mm-hmm. In my book, The Golden Business Solution. So we have to give you a copy of that. We have the Circle Maker book we're into as well. We talked about that earlier in the show. And the Circle Maker book is a great book, especially if you're a believer, because it teaches you how to pray God prayers. So not man prayers, but God prayers. See, if you pray for a new car, you know, man can get you a new car. Well, and God can too, but God prayers are way over and above that, right? Okay, so the next trait is leading entrepreneurs write daily journals. So they write daily and journal about their experiences, the failures, and things going on.
Casper, I think that's a great way to process kind of what has happened and kind of bring God into it and where do you need to go next and to pray about it. I think it's just, I really think it's a great processing tool.
Yeah. And when I read that, I had to reflect back on my life. And several years ago, I was journaling a lot. And then what happened was my case or my briefcase that I had my journal in got stolen. So I was so disappointed because I was just pouring out my heart into this journal. I was talking about my children and talking about some of the things I wanted to, you know, legacy stuff and leave with them and thoughts and all these awesome things were coming into my mind. And then my journal was missing. And I even got to the point, I said, look, I don't even care about the other stuff in there. The most important thing in that briefcase was my journal.
Right.
So now I bought a new journal, and right now it's kind of sitting there waiting for me to start pouring into it. I have this block, you know, this fear that I'm going to put all this stuff in the journal, and then it's going to disappear on me. So, you know, I got to get over that. You know, that's my challenge.
I just need to step up and be more of a writer. Yeah. I guess my issue is that when I am writing, seems like I have a flood of thoughts and ideas, mm-hmm. and I can't write as fast as it's flowing through my head.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm glad nobody has to read it.
All right. So top entrepreneurs also meditate and guard their thoughts. Mm-hmm. Meditate and guard their thoughts. Now that I do.
You know, and there's a point about that, that as we get stronger in what we do, that if our thoughts aren't on target, if they're not in a positive place, then, you know, we have more power in the negative, in a sense, because we are stronger than we were before.
Right.
So we have to guard that so that everything is flowing in the right way together.
Right. No, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. In this month's CD magazine, they do a Success magazine, they mm-hmm. do a CD.
Right, right.
And they were talking about one of the things, that one of the characteristics of wealthy was that they filter their thoughts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Same thing.
Which fits right in with that.
Fits right in for sure. Yeah, so what Cheryl and I did years ago is, you know, we got rid of our paid TV. You know, we cut the cable, if you will, and just went to like Netflix and things like that, to where we can control the content coming in. Because, well, the negative commercials and, yeah, you know, so why am I paying for this? You know, if we could just have gotten HGTV and a sci-fi channel and maybe a history channel or something like that, you know, we'd do that. But they don't allow you to do that. You have to have all this other stuff, these packages, and these are packages that we didn't want, you know. So we definitely guard our thoughts for sure. Also, top entrepreneurs are social. I don't know of any successful team builder in the industry of network marketing that is not a very social friendly person, you know, because you can't build a large team, have thousands of people following you, if you are some kind of grumpy person. Every time they see you, you're snapping at people.
People are very sensitive to that. They want to know that you're friendly. They want to know that you're kind. They want to know that you're supporting, and that when they walk up to speak to you, you're going to have a flood of good flowing through you. Because if you're not, they're kind of like, ooh.
You want somebody that energizes you. You don't want an energy zapper.
Right.
right.
Exactly. And the top leaders in the industry are, you know, they have tons of energy.
Right.
And they're very social and they're very engaging with people. Right? Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard it called, you can be a balcony person or you can be a basement person. You know, your balcony person is the one who encourages people to come up.
Right.
And a basement person is someone who pulls someone down. Another name I heard for somebody who pulls people down is a sucker fish.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. And the last statement is they collaborate. So top entrepreneurs collaborate with others. They collaborate, you know, with other entrepreneurs. They're working, for things, just like we're doing here on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking for successful people out there in the marketplace. We're bringing them in. They're bringing us chocolate.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's a collaboration.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and it takes a while to build that collaboration. I mean, when you start out, you don't even quite know who you are in that new arena of that new business that you're doing, and then who you're looking for that fits in with that, and then who you can collaborate with. So it's a process of getting there, but it's critical to get there because you can't do it all yourself. And so some of these things that we've talked about is part of getting into that place so that we're ready and able to collaborate with other people.
Right, right. Absolutely. So as we finish out this segment, we've got a couple questions that have been sent to us either on the Facebook page and on email and so forth. And eventually you'll be able to Skype into the show directly live. So that's going to be awesome. But Deborah, you have some of those questions, I believe.
I certainly do. You know, one of our persons have asked, so what are they supposed to do as a home-based business owner for their responsibility versus their leader's responsibility?
So what is their responsibility? Okay. I've got some thoughts on that. Cheryl, you got any thoughts? Cindy?
Yes.
Yeah. Go for it.
Well, what I would say is that their responsibility is to keep themselves educated and to not rely on other people to be that source of, I can't find the word I'm thinking for, motivation. That's mm-hmm. it. Motivation. Yeah. You have to be able to motivate yourself, energize yourself, because if you're waiting on other people to always keep you motivated mm-hmm. and stirred, that may or may not happen. So you got to be able to put yourself out there and be your own self-motivator and put yourself in the atmosphere of people who are motivational.
Right. And we call that plugging in. So if you plug in to the system, you plug into the team, you plug into the company and training and all these things, that will help you in that regard. It'll help you stay motivated because you're going to go to the, you know, the conference and stuff, and you're going to hear all the new stuff going on, and that's going to keep you motivated and energized to keep going.
I think what came to mind for me when you said that was that you're in business for yourself.
Right.
But
right.
not by yourself.
Right. right.
So your success depends on you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't depend on your leader. It doesn't mm-hmm. depend on your, who else is on your team, mm-hmm. that it's truly up to you.
Right.
And so, don't get caught in that blame. Well, if my leader had only done this or right. my leader had only done right. that.
My yeah. team would only do this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that it's your business mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. take that responsibility.
For sure. For sure. I always give an analogy about the pizza shop on the corner. If you opened up a pizza shop, you wouldn't blame your family for not showing up at the pizza shop. And you wouldn't blame, the city because nobody showed up at your pizza shop. You would say, hey, we've got to advertise. We've got to, have
market.
The best market. We've got to have the best pizza going on in the area. And, we've got to reach out to the community and get folks into the shop. So, it's all about your responsibility.
Bring some samples.
Bring some samples into the radio show.
Do we have
show.
Any pizza shops
pizza
that
shop
want to come
listeners?
On the show?
Absolutely. We need to interview a pizza shop owner.
Yes, we do.
So, Deborah, what's the next one?
One of the people asked, I've heard that MLMs are Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. What's the truth about that?
Yeah. I never get that question anymore, by the way. I used to get it all the time when I felt the same way. But now that I know that they are legitimate businesses, I never get that question. I think it's more of a posture than is anything else. And it's also ignorance, but not in a bad way. They just don't know. They don't realize that everything is a pyramid. If you look at the structure of it, everything's a pyramid.
Even your traditional job.
The job is definitely a pyramid. Mm-hmm. You've got the owner or the president of the company. And what's the chances of you becoming the owner and the president of that company?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
mm-hmm.
slim and none. The government is a pyramid. Mm-hmm. You got the president, you got the vice president, you got the mm-hmm. cabinet and all these. It's a pyramid. Everything's a pyramid structure.
Mm-hmm.
But what those people are saying is that, I've heard these things are, they are, you can lose a lot of money. Yeah. And it's just something that they're fearful of. So it's more of a self-confidence thing to me than anything else.
Well, and if they talk about doing the pyramid scheme, I like to turn the pyramid upside down mm-hmm. and say a network marketing. If you notice in this yeah. pyramid, there's plenty of room at the top.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are, time has flown by. We're coming to the end of this segment, and I wanted to make sure that you know how to reach us. And if you go to asanetwork.biz, you can get a free copy of the Golden Business Solution ebook. You can get the ebook of the Golden Business Solution by registering on there for free and then reaching out to one of our life coaches. We have coaches standing by ready to help you and help you build your business, not our business. We're there to help you build your business. So you can go to asanetwork.biz. You can also go to our Facebook page. You can do a search for ASA Network. My name is Casper Stockham, and we have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studio, and we've been talking with Cindy Walters, and we're excited to be able to bring Bible to business to you, where we pray hard and work hard. We'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.